Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
If I had one wish, it would be that this day never ends, because it just is just incredible. I mean, the people that we air, the people that we bring to you, the ones that share their secrets. We had Jerry Harrison on this morning, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Talking Heads. We also just had the creator of the most successful exercise tool, the ab roller. Later on, we're going to have the actor known for his role in Eddie and the Cruisers, Streets of Fire, and so much more. But many kids dream of growing up and being in a band. Every once in a while, you catch a lightning in a bottle. And I would have to say, I know that our next band has. He's up for a Grammy. The band is OK Go. And we have Damian Kulash, who again could be reached at okgo.net. Now, Damian, you create the most viral videos, of which you're the director in many cases. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of these videos. But I got to ask you, how do these ideas pop in your head to create these most amazing videos?
Man, thank you very much. I don't really know. You know, no one knows where good ideas come from, but there is a process behind them. And so for these videos, like whenever we don't come up with it all at once. Well, we come up with a very basic idea. Like we want to do this thing in zero gravity. That's just the type of kind of like wild dream that I think every kid has. The difference is that we've kind of developed a process for getting there, which is like there's a lot of trial and error. You know, most filmmaking is done by just planning. People sort of sit down at a desk and go, what is it I want to make? What tools do I need to make it? They storyboard it out, they figure out all of the contingencies, and then they go make it. We, on the other hand, we get the basic idea and we go, okay, we need to get in that environment and start playing and see what works and what doesn't. And so we spend a lot, a lot of our time and resources in general go towards that period of just play and discovery. And, I think we learned that from writing music. You'd never sit down and go, all right, the first thing that's going to happen is there will be a piano hit, and then the drums will come in, and then after the drums will come in, you sit down with your instruments and you try things and you see what's working and what gives the emotional effect you were looking for, and where you find those surprise bits of alchemy where 1 + 1 is suddenly 15, and so that's how we make the videos. Is we start with a very basic idea and do a lot of play.
And you're the lead singer of the group OK Go, and they've band's been together since the late 90s, started in Chicago, moved to L.A. You already won a Grammy. Yeah, I've been on MTV, YouTube awards for your videos, and many more. But your Grammy nomination now is for The Upside Down and Inside Out, of which you briefly spoke about it. But I got to say, for our listeners that have not seen this video, you have got to see it. This is where people are flipping, flying, and dancing around on the cabin of an airplane in zero gravity. And this, Damian, this is all being real, right? This is how did you do that?
We got in an airplane. You can simulate zero gravity by flying in these parabolic arcs. So basically, think of the plane as throwing you up into the air and then catching you 30 seconds later. And during those 30 seconds, you are effectively weightless. So we did 21 flights where we did that maneuver 15 times each. So we do two flights a day over and then take some days off. Like basically we do six flights over the course of a week of just playing, just figuring out what kind of maneuvers work, what we could repeat, what we could pull off, what looks good on camera. Then we take some time and sort of synthesize those ideas and try to figure out what we could make with that, and go back up for another six flights and practice what we thought would work, and then go back up finally and do eight flights of shooting it.
Now, David,
during those eight flights, where it's 45 minutes for each flight, and there's all this downtime in between the 30-second parabola. So what we would do is just sit perfectly still. So we'd each one of those. The video itself is one take, but each section of weightlessness is actually 5 minutes apart in real time.
Amazing. Now, Damien, you know, we've got the coolest Grammy-nominated band that everyone needs to know, which is OK Go, and Damien Kulash is on the air with us. And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes, Be a Hero with me, David Kogan, and of course, Damien. Go to Where Entrepreneurs Align, be part of the community, alliances.com, that's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. And of course, thanks to our producer, loopydocs.com, who does and produces so many amazing things here at the Alliance's Heroes Show. Now, Damien, let's do a shout out. Tell me about the other people that are in your band. And then most importantly, did anybody get sick making this video?
Yeah, there was a lot of sickness making this video. The band members are Tim Nordlund, he's our bassist, and I've known him for 32 years now. Andy Ross is our guitarist, and Dan Kanaka is our drummer. And we've been together for 18 years as a band. Also, my sister Trish C directed this video with me. Of the last 15 OK Go videos, she and I have directed a couple of them, four of them together. I've directed all of them with either myself or with a collaborator. And my sister was a collaborator on this one, and that was really exciting. Sickness. It makes you really, really sick. It makes you really, really nauseated. And if you're not on pretty heavy anti-nausea medicine, you will puke. And luckily, the band was on pretty heavy medication, so we were all right. A lot of our crew didn't want to take the medication, and as a result, we had some very sick members.
Oh, jeez. Damien, what advice do you have for children who really want to grow up, be as successful as you have, create totally unique videos and songs that one can watch over and over, which I've watched your videos over and over, because every time I watch it, it's just, I noticed something that I didn't notice before. But what advice do you have for maybe the children or parents of children to be able to be so creative and so unique like you have been?
I guess my advice would be that, write the new rules. We don't let people tell you how things need to get out there in the world, how art is made, what will succeed and won't succeed. You have a better sense of what is good than anyone else does. That which has succeeded before you is a great template, but it's not an infallible roadmap, you know? But you have to find the balance between that sort of bravery and enough self-critical analysis to make sure that you're actually you're not just feeding your ego. You know, like, you need to be critical enough to go, is this idea good enough? And you need to be able to say no most of the time. And that's a very delicate balance, but it's obviously one that people can learn.
Now, you also created the One Moment, which is a phenomenal 4.2 second chain reaction that's shown in super slow motion during the course of the song. Amazing really is an understatement. You're also partnering with Morton Salt's Walk Her Way campaign to inspire support of 5 different nonprofits in the art, education, water protection, and more. But I have to ask you this too. We've got a little less than a minute left of these videos that you've created. Which has been your most favorite video to do?
Boy, that's kind of like asking which of your kids is your favorite. Like, you know, these we spend weeks, months making these videos, and we feel so deeply connected to them that it's really hard to choose a favorite. Usually, the most recent thing we've done is the thing I feel most connected to, and the most recent one is for the One Moment, and it's the video you're talking about that was all shot in, you know, just under 5 seconds. That there's 300 events that happen, or actually about 320 events that happen in those few seconds. And it was an incredible math challenge. It was an incredible technical challenge. And what I'm most proud about it, why I'm most proud of it, is that we really got the emotion of that song to me. It's a very heartfelt song, and I'm just glad that we could use math to actually speak to emotion so clearly.
Excellent. Well, Damien, you delight your fans with your music and your viral videos. You bring art and music together like no other. Congratulations on your most current Grammy nomination. That's a big deal, and I'll see you there at the Grammys. Go to okgo.net, okgo.net. You're a hero. Damien Kulash, David Kogan with Alliances. And when we return, we're going to have the famous actor known for his role in Eddie and the Cruisers.